CliffCentral.com.
Hey, it's Friday.
Wow, I'm pretty hyped. I don't know about y'all.
You're always hyped.
It's because I'm back, baby. It's because I'm back.
No, that's definitely not the reason.
Okay, you need to get
guys,
over
it's okay
yourself.
To say you're happy I'm back.
There's just a little bit less space in here now that you're back. That's not all.
Even less so because of the size of his head.
Gorgeousness and my ego. Don't forget that.
Yes. Oh, God. I was actually just trying to be a bit polite there and say your head.
Wow.
You know.
You've been polite. This is 2018. Wow. Please don't lie to us like
guys,
that.
Guys, we have a guest. Can we be civilized, please?
Jeez. Yes, Nichio.
He thinks we are animals. God damn.
No,
yo.
Damn.
And you know what I just realized?
I'm sorry for inviting you. I'm sorry.
Did one of you hooligans at least offer her water?
Yes.
Of course.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, good.
Because y'all were late.
Yeah, actually.
I wasn't late. I was here 30 minutes before the show started. And I still got everything I needed to get done. No, it's not.
Really?
No, it's not. What time is it? Anyway,
okay,
why don't we just talk about our guest?
Thank you.
Because I am really, really excited about our guest. Because I've been saying to Mark, and actually Adair, but Adair doesn't listen, so. I've been saying to Mark a lot and a lot and a lot that we should really get a slam poet in this bitch.
Whoop, whoop.
I mean, we've had poets just...
The rapper, yes, exactly. Rappers, you know.
Rappers.
We've had them rappers.
Why do you always say rapper?
Haven't you seen that video where he's like,
I'm
but I'm not a rapper.
Yeah, nah, I've seen it.
I watched it years ago and it just stuck. I'm sorry, it just stuck. Okay.
Well, but anyway,
was, yes,
being the ultimate plug that I am, I have brought us a slam poet.
Okay.
So, Thando, why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners and to my co-host?
Hey, listeners and the co-hosts. okay, cool. But I'm good. Thank you. Okay, cool. So I am Noluthando Zamanguni Mguni, and I come from Durban. I'm a writer. I'm a screenwriter. I'm a poet. I'm a storyteller. I work at Parental Advisory Productions as a production coordinator, social
parental
media
advisory.
Yes.
So, dear, you won't be able to, like, you know, see anything from there.
Yeah, because my parents didn't let me do
They're just very strict on you.
Yeah, so I do a bit of social media there. I was the writer's assistant for the Abu Mama series that's airing on Mzansi Magic. And, yeah, soon to be a junior writer. So I'm quite excited.
Follow them dreams, girl!
You know what? When God says,
pursuing.
I bless you.
Shine on, girl.
Yeah.
Shine on. That is incredible.
Thank
Big
you.
Ups to you.
Definitely.
Thank you.
So, now, this poetry thing.
Yeah.
Now.
So.
Now, tell us a little bit about this poetry.
Yes, indeed, please do. So, how long have you been doing this poetry thing?
Since 2013, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I only discovered it. It was a form of me being rebellious.
Okay.
If I could say,
I feel like you're the first person ever to become rebellious through poetry.
Yeah, I think for me, when you know, growing
up,
my parents, you know, would always be controlling, and they, you know, I wouldn't have a say, so all decisions were made through them. As it was just omalume and ugogo who'd always just speak for me. So the only way I could actually be rebellious was just to write my feelings and. I just
so it's your outlet, basically.
Yeah.
I like it.
Damn, that's dope.
Yeah.
So have you? How often do you perform your poetry publicly?
Publicly, it's only happened at church. I used to actually write as Christian poetry, and that was the last platform I had. And then a Father's Day poem at church. So publicly in a social forum or platform, I haven't done it. I want to have the guts to. I do have the guts, but I just haven't. I don't think I've got the opportunity.
But I mean, this is a start. Now you have the opportunity. Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask, actually, are there lots of spaces for like spoken word and slam poets to like? Like, are there events that you guys can go to and actually you know, perform your pieces in South Africa? Because I haven't heard of too many, to be honest.
Yeah, not I've quite heard, many.
I heard of there's one in Brum, somewhere in Brum. Yeah. Actually, I can imagine Brum is the place.
I feel like Brum has everything.
Yeah. You know? I think it's the Orbit.
Yes.
The Orbit and Kitcheners.
Yes, I think it's Kitcheners.
Is it the Orbit, that jazz
that jazz
bar?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
That's pretty dope.
That's the kind of place that would have a slam poetry evening.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
playing with the jazz in the back, the bass, the boom.
You know, with the Spanish guitar. No, actually South African guitar.
Imagine. Yes, exactly.
You know, imagine. When Tando comes with her music, we need to get the original Childish Gambino. Boom, 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 boom.
That would be cool. Yes. That would be an interesting combination.
I apologize for.
you hit a bit of a freestyle there, hey? Yeah, did you enjoy that?
You know,
I mean,
it's good to be back, baby. It's good to be back.
Actually, Adair hasn't been here for a while, hey?
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
Where have you been, bro?
Hey, well, I've been doing my thing around, you know, New York City.
Ooh.
The Big Apple.
A bit of Connecticut.
Do you know what he has been doing? He's been defacing public property.
That is true.
Well, don't say that shit loud. You know what NYPD do?
How are you still a free citizen?
Because he wasn't a citizen in the first place. That's why.
Imagine, he goes into their country and he just draws his name all over their walls and train stations. And
I'm there now.
Just to say
I'm there
was,
now.
Yeah.
Check Lafayette Street. We're there by Supreme Palace, Billionaire Boys Club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was there, baby.
So you'll forever be immortalized as a vandal.
As a vandal.
That's what your documentary should be called. Immortalized as a vandal. So you're actually, welcome. You're welcome.
Actually. It's a very nice name.
It's got creds. Yeah.
Guys, you know, it just flows out when it's a beautiful Friday, you know? You know?
Thank you. Enough about me. We can chat about me and my trip later.
Yes.
Let's get
can.
Back to Tando.
Let's get to the poetry.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have like a specific genre that you only like to speak about, or do you just kind of go where you feel, where the world takes you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I have to go where I feel and where the world takes me, because, you know, I'm still establishing my voice, and if my voice says do anything and everything, then why not? I don't necessarily have
that
to box myself.
That was really deep.
Makes a lot
well, you
of
know
sense,
when
though.
You so should be yeah quiet when you only hear the bed music. That's like true. Yo, that's when you know you've shook me.
Wow. Guys.
And it's difficult to silence these motherfuckers. No. It's actually a difficult thing to do.
I won't lie.
That is
very true.
Accurate. It's accurate as fuck. Yeah. You know? It is what it is.
I'm not gonna say it with pride, but like it is true.
You know.
So like with your piece that you've prepared for us today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where did it stem from?
Oh, it stemmed from an incident I had with some guy who really liked me.
Mm.
And I just didn't give two ifs. I got the wrong text. I didn't know he liked me, so I just viewed it as, why are you harassing my space? Why are you harassing me?
Okay.
And so I think for me it wasn't my duty to make him aware that he's coming off right if he didn't tell me verbally that, listen, I like you. So I expect someone to respect me well enough to actually tell me, instead of just assuming that, oh, she's a lady, I can touch her. Oh, it don't work like that. Yeah. I'm very sensitive. So it stemmed up from there. And when I had the conversation with him, after the December holidays, because this happened at the end of November, and so I had a conversation with him in January, and I approached him and I just said, so, you know, one and two happened. How you know, why and how did you even boil down to your actions? Like, I really, really liked you, and I asked him, well, did I give any sign of liking you back? And he said no. And so then I came up to, you know, this kind of conversation in my head that, you know, why then, if I don't give you a sign, you know, I didn't even mislead you, so why do you think it is right for you to touch me, or, you know, do whatever you feel is right with your feelings if, you know, you didn't consult me in any way? So I definitely had a bad depressed period for that time, because the blame was obviously me, saying that you should have said something. but you know, why do I need to say something for you to realize?
I'm just ready to hear.
So it's a pretty powerful piece that we are gonna have laid down on us today.
I heard it already, but like now I need it live. I need it live.
I'm very excited. So are you ready?
Yeah, like get are into it ready? So we can discuss this.
Do you need a moment to just?
Are you ready? Because I don't think we're ready.
Like, is there maybe like a beat that you want us to click or something?
Yeah, I think let my words be the beat.
I like that. I feel like I said that not that long ago. Like, I ain't nitpicking, but I feel like I might have.
But anyways, do not hit it.
Cool.
Just bless us.
I do not have a title yet, so I'll just start with it. The lullabies of cries sung every day. Women seek closure from those who claim to love them. Evidently, the kind of love that comes with chest pains, scars, black, purple, blue, and green bruises. I hadn't touched a male in the longest time. Not that I had planned to further, but the day dawned when I had been cornered to nurse and amuse his careless feelings by allowing myself to speak less, act less, and pretend more. Fortunately for him, take note on the gender, the role that is pinned to be king in the society, he who owns all thrones. So fortunately for him, my tongue couldn't spit out the words while his body felt an orgasm against mine. My soul tore, my tummy cringed, my heart died. Too quick, I moved to an open space and my body spoke the words that my mouth couldn't say. My childhood taught me silence, that my language to speak was only in biblical terms, in smiles and respectful bows down to my knees in service. Mama, I ask for your words to bring healing to this heart, to make me aware that it wasn't my duty to correct or redirect his lust. Mama, you are the definition of Twala Begezela Grimba Uzokina. How I'd wish to have laid my head low on your lap. Bleed my tears on your cloth you dry. Peel my sorrows away as you brush my coarse hair from its roots. So that for the nights to come, I dance my smile to your face. To know that your words, your touch, your voice that fills my void would be the confirmation that you are God. I need no one else's healing but yours, Mama. But pity the esteem that is not strong enough to tell me that being harassed was never my fault. To tell me that my tears were a renewal of my soul and cleansing of my light. But if love cannot be brought back home, to children, myself, you will bear more witness to the broken homes and have a say, me too.
Ooh. That was incredible. Ooh. Damn, well done. You got claps from the booth.
They're literally clapping in the producer's booth there. Like, yo.
Well
done.
Thank
you so much for sharing
that. Sure. Super powerful.
Chills.
I'm sure that wasn't easy.
No, that was beautiful. That was honestly incredible. Do you need a moment? Can we get you some water?
Please.
Because...
Let's take a young break.
A perfect idea. Let's take a young break. I got a tune for y'all. Enjoy.
I
I'm gonna be very honest with you guys. If you just joined us, you missed out on something. Honestly, indescribable. Word. I think that's the best way I can put it. Mm. We have the incomparably talented Tando. Sorry, I can't remember your surname. I feel bad.
Nguni.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
We even said it properly.
Boy, you can't rock my world like that, and I don't know your surname.
That was a good one, actually.
Wow. Why, Mark, did you know that Mark said my
ass?
Alright, but.
Who's throwing down sauce?
It's born in the sauce, man.
Guys, let's get back to this poem. Mm. Let's get back to this poem.
Again,
just so you know,
well done, eh?
Thank you.
That was so powerful.
That was incredible, honestly.
And the thing is, I heard a voice note. You sent me a voice note of that song before, like last night, and I heard it, and I sent it to Adair. But the way you delivered it now, just the way you turned the phrase, the pause, the raw emotion. Dude! I'm about to start crying behind these sunglasses.
Oh, God damn.
Nah, it was just so real.
No, like it was so real. Thank
so authentic.
Like again, thank you so much. Because that definitely couldn't have been easy. Ooh. Like creating such a raw life experience like that. Thank you for sharing it. Because first of all, that shit needs to be talked about.
Yes. I 100% agree.
Absolutely.
That shit definitely needs to be talked about.
It's
a
shame, dude. And I feel like this year and like the end of last year, so much of it came out. Mm. And it's good that it came out. But it's like the fact that the extent with which it happened.
It's scary.
It's crazy.
It's scary.
It's astonishing, dude. And like the Bill Cosby thing, I'm not going to lie. That thing, I was so disappointed in, man.
I was sure.
Yeah.
Someone who literally made an entire name and entire career of being inside of children's home, being loved by families, and then you answer,
it turned out to be a fraud.
For someone to have made like such an impact on people's lives.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Exactly.
What the fuck? Yeah.
I don't know, but I don't think the topic is trending that fine, men should, you know, stop women, and I mean, you know, men should watch the way they address women and women should watch the way they dress, or it's not even about the way they dress, but men are just not lustful creatures. I think it has to start from childhood by the way things are even taught in households.
Mm-hmm. Preach.
I don't think it's necessary for us to always be angry in mature men. It's necessary to be angry, but I mean, at the same time, there are so many, you know, psychological upbringings that have formed him the way he is or the way she is right now. And I think it will have to, over time, we'd have to wipe up the generations in front of us to have our generations and the generations to come kind of aligned to the type of system that men and women should be seen as equal entities or equal beings. All at the same time, as I did mention, that it wasn't my duty to make him aware that, listen, I'm, as much as I'm a woman, but you know, you can't approach me in that manner. Mm. You know, we're all different. And the way he even redirected it and blamed it on me that I didn't tell him, I was like, what do you mean?
I mean, I think, like as you said, a lot of it stems from what we're taught.
From upbringing. Like, it really does start at home.
I mean, I've been reading, because last year I had to write a few papers on this in media. And I've been bombarded with a lot of these, like with research and all of that. And it stems from the fact that, like, even when you're in school, it's been like a girl must cover her cleavage she must wear a skirt longer than, and that's all because like it's said that no, men can't control themselves or it's something like that. When we should be taught from a young age to like respect a woman's body. And, you know, we should be comfortable with being able to see these things and not being, being able to turn it into a sexual thought or something like that, you know?
Well put, brother man.
Very well put.
That was great insight.
So, like,
no, but I agree with that.
It's things like that we need to change in order for us to stop with, you know, these societal issues.
Absolutely.
But you know what the thing is? It's unrelated, but it's kind of related. So I was at a conference yesterday, and they were talking about the fourth industrial revolution, and to segue into that, they were talking about development and how countries need at least a 40% literacy rate to develop sustainably. Mm. Right? And the whole crux of their argument, which kind of ties into what we're talking about here, is that they said, if, say, 20 years ago, if a country did not have that 40% literacy rate, they would have to wait, I think it was like 40 years, for the older generation to become obsolete, for that change to be implemented.
Yeah.
And I think it's the same thing with us. It's really going to be a generational thing where we have to start now, but it's going to take... it's going to be a ripple effect almost. It's going to take a while before we get to that world. And I unfortunately do not know if it will be in our lifetime. I don't know. But I really hope.
We got to inspire as much change as possible.
We do. That's literally my point.
Whether it's going to happen in our lifetime or not, we got to do as much as possible to make sure that it does happen, full stop. You get
preach.
Me? So,
preach.
I mean, even today when I was chilling doing work, reading my book at the Wits Art Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I was reading a book. Yeah.
It shouldn't even be an applaud. I think books should honestly exist.
I've been realizing, you know, recently. Books are hella important. Like, you're not gonna gain knowledge just from people teaching.
Yeah. Or from internet exposure.
So okay, enough about that. I was sitting down and I overheard like a group of old black men, and they were having this discussion, and they were going in about how like society has been so messed up because people have been forcing religion and blah blah blah. And it's just like, for me it was such a shock to hear, because like the way that some people think in my eyes is so like archaic, and it's like you can see the old, like the older generations and how stuck in their ways that they are.
Absolutely.
And it's like, even if you were to go up to them and talk to them and say, I understand where you're coming from, but try listen to my point of view, it's like they wouldn't hear you.
Absolutely, no, they wouldn't.
And for me, that's what scares me. It's like people are so stubborn in their ways that they're not even willing to hear another person's
perspective.
And that's terrible. Like, that's where things come. Okay, can you just give me dirty look?
I'm literally thinking, wow, brother went overseas and came back insightful.
Hey, boy, I came back with perspective.
With brain.
Damn. Alright, but it's honestly been such a pleasure having you. Unfortunately, we do not have time, that much time left. So yes, just thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for sharing that entire moment with us, because I'm still shaking.
We need to have a full-on conversation about this stuff.
Yeah, yes, definitely. I agree. I think we'll definitely have you back, because I know you're going to bring some more heat in terms of the poems. So hit me up, son. And we'll have you back.
If you know any other spoken word,
like,
poets,
if you want to get a gang of your homies in here, please.
Please do.
Like, if you make everyone in this office cry, I'll take everyone to lunch.
Oh my word.
Obviously, everyone will pay for themselves.
No.
Lunch is on Ganyusa.
Hey,
no, raise money, boys.
No, guys. I'll get an Uber van. That's it. I'll actually take everyone to lunch. But then there, it's your own shit.
I get you. I see
but
what
anyways,
you did there.
Where can people find you on Instagram, Twitter, social... like
Twitter,
YouTube.
Facebook.
Listen, I'm still trying to revamp my Instagram page, but for now...
We do that.
You can, we can just go on at Forever Thando Mnguni. It's just one... whole string of, you know, words. Forever Thando Mnguni. That's Instagram. Facebook is Forever Thando and then space Mnguni. Twitter, I can't remember.
I was trying to find you on Twitter. It was hard.
I'll let you guys know.
But it's fine, because like, if you guys are trying to find her, just check the Millennial Gen page. We've tagged
her
there.
Absolutely, yeah.
We're definitely going to get more content like up and going with Thando, because this was just incredible. Like, my goodness. I'm still shook.
Like, I appreciate you guys.
No, I'm very shook. Very. Sorry, I was just sorting out something in the system. So I went a bit quiet.
Technical issues.
I'm also shook. Thank you so much. Okay.
It's my pleasure. Thanks,
so,
guys,
the song I actually have next
I
for y'all
is
going to start the conversation straight after this bitch. So let's jump in here and get live.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes, indeed. This is CliffCentral.com. Welcome back, y'all. This is the Millennial Gen.
Bam, bam. Yeah, CliffCentral.com.
Bam, 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 bam. Yo, guys, the first half of the show was a lot. It was a lot.
I'm still shaking a little bit from that, bro.
Dude, that was very hectic. Like, yeah, in but the best kind of way.
Real shit today.
This is exactly what we needed, though.
Yeah, it was. I feel a touch woke. How about you guys? I feel
very
woke. I feel woke.
And then Childish Gambino with the
after that. Dude, I feel like let's introduce our guest first and then we can get into that conversation.
Yeah, because we'll get carried away with that for sure.
Yo, for sure. So, guests.
What's
is it,
up?
Is it two y'alls, one of y'all?
It's oh, guest. One of me.
Guest, what up, guest?
What up?
How you doing, guest?
I'm good, for sure.
How you living, guest?
I'm good, bro.
Good. Tell the people your name. I shouldn't be calling you guest.
I'm Spunky Galaxy. What's up,
Spunky?
Everybody? You good?
I'm nice.
We're all
happy
good. To be here, yo.
It's Friday. I'm good.
I feel like
so
I'm
we headed off to here.
Ah, boy.
We're heading off to
here. Wherever there's groove. Dude, do you know I actually had this song that I was going to play that I wish I had, because I literally would have cut all of you off and played that song because it would have worked perfectly. But it's that BJ Chicago song, Church.
Oh, boy.
Dude, do you guys know that song?
Yeah.
You know that song?
Alright,
dude. He's busy slowing me down. He's like, of course they know the song. But back to Mr. Spunky Galaxy.
What's up?
What's up? Why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm Spunky Galaxy. Probably gonna fuck up the game this year.
Oh shit.
I won't say too much, but like, the music speaks for itself.
Was the mic hitting the floor?
Was it now?
Got it just, dude.
And the shit hitting the ceiling.
Wow. Yeah.
Alright, so
I like the confidence.
I mean, you gotta have confidence.
Yeah.
So, how long you been in this rap game?
I've been rapping, okay, let's say, I actually started rapping when I was in grade 7.
Grade 7?
I can say I started recording in like grade 9. Mm. So probably I'll say from grade 9 onwards, so that's like a young 7 years.
Yeah.
I've been lacing this heat, just finessing, but like, this year it's time to dominate, you know.
Yeah, oh, sure. 2018 is the year, bro.
Yeah, right. Schools had me, you know, like, when I was in school, it was like, yo, bruh, I can't rap at the same time and do schooling and all that. Then my mom got me. She's like, yeah, you can take a gap year. I was like, nice.
Thanks,
nice.
Mom.
Shout out, mom. Then the year ends and they're like, hey, yo, bro, like, we gave you a year, bro.
Now what?
Now you got to go to school again. So I was like, it's on engineering school for another 3 years, you know. Feel like it slowed me down, but I got gang knowledge.
At least
I'm a rapper who got a diploma, you know.
You know
rappers don't get degrees anymore, so so yeah. But that's shout out to the rappers who drop out and do the most.
Yeah,
they're actually quite cool.
Yeah, shout out to the guys that stay in school and get that education.
Shout out to me, you know.
I mean, an education is irreplaceable.
Yeah, it is.
We take it for granted. Let's be real, we take that shit for granted, man. But some people can't even afford that shit.
Yeah, that shit is heavy,
bro. It is, bro.
Like,
I know especially these creative degrees, bro.
Dog.
I know guys that have come back, like guys that haven't been able to finish their degree because, you know, funds. Maybe there was an issue with funds.
Funds I hate.
NFAS. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You know, they haven't come through. Like, shit's real out there, dog. If you manage to finish your degree,
it's a shout out. You
count your blessings.
I thought it was like nothing, it's just the paper, but like, it's something. Because I really did, besides the degree and all, I gained like gang knowledge.
Exactly.
Like,
skills. It's arming yourself.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, so. Let's get your views on Childish, because you were rapping along with all of us.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this, Childish. You've seen the music
video?
Yeah,
I've seen it.
Bro, I don't know who hasn't seen that
video. To anyone listening, if you haven't seen the video...
You're lame! Nah, you're lame. Sorry. Like, the internet's out here. You gotta be, like, woke.
Nah, but it's for real. Like, what are you doing if you haven't seen it's been out for a week?
The purpose of the song is the video. Let's be real.
For sure.
Obviously, the message. But let's talk about the message, guys.
Holy shit.
Let me take my notebook out. I'm preparing for this one.
I feel like the best way to start this conversation is this tweet, a random tweet I saw, and it was like, this whole time Kanye West was trying to tell everyone that he was great, and Childish Gambino showed him.
Mm.
Boy. Imagine,
dog.
Imagine.
You know. Can I tell you what I love about Childish, though?
Yeah,
dog. The way he started off, so humble, dog. He was an actor. Like, he didn't start like...
He was actually a writer first.
Really?
He wrote for 30 Rock.
Oh, shit.
He wrote for 30 Rock first for Gang Long. Before and then he London started... Community. And then he... I think he moved to SNL for a bit even. I could be wrong. And then he did Community. And then it's actually just been the only way he's up.
Didn't he start off at, like, Entourage or something? That show.
You mean the one with like a bar?
I know Anto. Yeah. I know Anto. I don't know if he was there. I just know, as far as I know, he started at 30 Rock.
All I'm saying is.
But I mean, let's talk about where he is now. We're literally getting very off topic.
Just the way he managed to maneuver himself in the game, like. It just shows that he moved creatively, dog.
Yeah, he did.
Like, he used his skills the entire time to get to where he is.
Mm.
And you can see it. In that music video, he uses his like, acting abilities.
Yes.
Dog.
That's a big thing.
Like,
yeah.
He made it such an art piece. It speaks to me.
Through his movements. Yeah.
Shit, even busy so cuddling good. Himself right now. No, but like, let's talk about the nitty gritty. The whole point of that music video or the song was talking about how people are getting distracted by the hype and the things that are happening at the front and not realizing what's actually happening in America.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, yeah.
Like the fact that waking up as a black man in America means you could die any day for absolutely nothing at the hands of the police.
Boy, and you're faced with that reality because just a few weeks ago, man was shot in his backyard, watering his garden.
Bruh.
Dude.
Watering his garden.
What is that shit?
Imagine, someone who worked with, he was a campaign aide to President Obama. He worked with Obama in the White House. He was moving into his new place that his neighbors called the police on him and said there's someone breaking into the house next door, but he was moving into his own house.
Shit. Imagine. I remember that.
Shit.
Have you even
bullshit.
Seen there was I saw this other post the other day about this policeman in America, and he is a black policeman and he was called out to check some break-in, and so he was looking around the house. And someone called the police on him.
And yes. He was an officer.
Yeah.
Like, someone called the police on him saying that there was a suspicious black man, like, lurking around their house.
With a torch.
Dog.
Like, bro, what the fuck?
Like,
that's fucked up.
What kind of world
do we live in?
This is America.
This is America. That song
is
why I wish someone could do something like that in South Africa, you know? Because I feel like South Africa is really a country where the state of things are not greatly reported.
That's true.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you hear in the news. There's a lot of stuff you hear through the rumor mill. But there's a lot of stuff that goes unsaid or goes brushed
unsaid,
under the cover.
Unseen.
You know? And I feel like the onus falls on artists like yourself.
Yeah, internet.
And like the very talented Tando before you to just break the narrative, change the narrative. You know, completely switch it up.
Yeah, true that.
You know, there's this word that adults love. It's disruption, you know. Everyone's always talking about technological disruption.
Disruptive media.
The disruption of the internet. We're here to disrupt, you know. So I think that's like our generation. We embody that. We don't care.
Yeah,
we go places. We fuck shit up. We say what we're thinking. And I think it's our responsibility to say what needs to be said.
But that's like what J. Cole is talking about on 1985. Like when he's going in on...
I don't even know what
Lil Pump
or whatever.
XXXTentacion and
like,
all of them.
Dude, for me, I watched him perform that thing live. Not live, like I saw a recording. The crowd starts screaming, "Fuck Lil Pump." He says, No. He says, Don't say that. He says, "Don't do that." Because, dog, that for me is, first of all, that's like shit. They be saying fuck J. Cole. All of Lil Pump's fans be saying
fuck
J. Cole.
Yeah.
He's saying, nah, don't do that. Don't take it down to that level. We don't do that shit here. And he educates them.
Yeah, he's dropping jewels
dude,
in that song.
He's saying aware, you're making your money and I'm proud of that. Mm. That's dope.
Get your money.
But dog, you should be using your platform
for
good
purpose, yeah.
Alright, now let's talk about what you use your music for, son.
Oh, okay, like the concept of my music.
What's the
lifeblood
of your tunes?
Yo, I say it's a lot, but it's not too much. Like Spanky Galaxy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Galaxy is like a perspective of your reality. Like right now, we're all in this room, but how we're hearing and talking about things, the way you see it and how I see it, won't be exactly the same. We can see it on the same turfs, but like it's still a lot for you. Like how I see things. Like sometimes I feel like how I can talk about a story, like. In my song, I could talk about a bad bitch, you know, like, but I could make her seem so different to how she actually is. But this is how I saw her. This is like my perspective of my reality, you know, and that's my music. Like, if I feel like today, you know, I'm going to be like God of War in a song. That's me, you know, like that's how I felt today. That's just how I'm going to bring it out in the song and let the music speak for itself.
I like that because like no one can really, you know, tell you what your opinion is.
Yeah, true that.
No one can really, I mean, they will judge you on your opinion, but you know, you shouldn't care about that
you
because
that's
it's yours.
You, that's you, bro.
People are judgmental. I feel like fuck the haters.
Yeah, fuck the haters.
I feel like you should not build yourself on what the world says about you.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's be judgmental for a little bit and listen to one of your tracks.
Go on, Joseph. Fuck out of you, brother.
Alright, which song would you like us to start with? Not Today or All the Time?
You can start with Not Today. Hey.
Not Today, okay. Not Today, Not Today.
Can I just give you a young brief for the song?
Oh, wait, go
okay,
for
like,
it.
Not Today. It's just a song I always felt like I wanted to record. It's just, it's based on, you know, like, how you can have the best day ever and then one person just comes and fucks it up. And you're like, bruh.
Don't I know that shit, man.
And you're like, bruh, nah, like, sitting not today, right, like,
no. Not today, Satan.
And I'm like, nah, bruh, like, not today, like,
yeah,
we can do this another day,
another day.
But today, like, I'm on my high, so don't kill my vibe, you know?
Alright, let's get the people what they want, you know? Not today.
I just feel like traffic, I cannot hang on sidelines, hit a lift from some geeks, so it's my time, drop a song every month, check your timeline, lately can't even say that I'm still fine, nah, I'm still trying, club been calling my phone, SG trying to phone home, no, I cannot postpone, I'm close to the edge, so please leave me alone, leave me alone, leave me alone, got my reputation going for strong, I know some niggas hustling on their own, and all I wanted was my feet at the throne, hey, I'm still me, you should know it, cause it's true, I'm your favorite fucking rapper since I spent on 22, life been nicest ever since, now I'm gunning for the top, cause I swear that's where I should be, I'm nothing like a rookie.
Yo, son, wow, that beat was fire,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah. I got so the producer hot in studio right here, Nocturnal.
Shut
yeah
up. I was actually about to say, dog.
He got the juice.
Who
you
produces
know, you know
that yeah shit for you? Because that was fire. Yeah,
yeah, nah, that was hella fire,
yeah,
son.
Yeah, yeah, boy.
Dog.
Like, not today, bro. You feel the energy from
yeah
this song.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
I was even I'm on like, a rampage.
Dude, I feel like that's a song, like, it just plays perfectly in the background while you're in traffic. And someone's trying to give you shit, and it's like,
nah, bro. Not today, bro.
Speed on. You know, that's what that song is. That was hella dope.
And Mark was actually in a situation like that the other day. Man almost got hijacked.
What?
Bro.
Oh, yeah, no, that
what
was
happened?
Lit. Nigga said, not today!
Actually, that is a fucking good example. Dog, I was going to AFTA of all places.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, it was like 8:30 in the eight thirty in the evening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know, like, at AFTA for, you know at AFTA, bro, like, you don't sleep at that
yeah
place,
you don't
bro
sleep.
Like, you come home at 12 a.m., 12 p.m., it doesn't matter. And then all of a sudden, I'm stopping at a red light, bro, and these guys come up, they pull up on me, got guns and shit.
The fuck?
One oak standing in the front of the car, so obviously, not today.
Yeah, you're like, not today,
I was like,
bro,
nah, it's not happening.
Not today. In terms of your life, not today. Not today.
Put my head down like it was a war zone, floored that fucking car. I assumed the guy jumped out the way because I didn't hit anything.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything because obviously, like, my head was down. Straight through the red light. By the grace of God, all of the cars passing by didn't hit me. And
nice,
you know, yeah.
Yo. Yeah, not today. That a whip, my nigga, bro. The whole whip. The whole whip.
Yo, that's wild, dude. That's so wild, man. Yo.
So tell us about the inspiration for that song, dog.
He told us before, dog. Come
like,
on,
not today.
Damn,
not dog.
Today. Come on, dude. Get your head out your ass,
not
man.
Today.
You're obviously not here today.
But I think we only had like 5 minutes left, so you wanted a freestyle, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. I
you
want to
get in
there.
You ready to get in there?
Yeah,
always
yeah,
like
nice
a freestyle.
All
right, so I'm gonna find this beat real quick. So this beat, did you make this? Did
Nocturnal
over here make it?
You know, Nocturnal jumps on like 80% of my stuff.
It's
that's
you know,
why
nigga
I see.
Sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, cause he Nocturnal.
Cause
he Nocturnal. Yeah. Yeah, nice one, nice one.
Even
that was funny as shit.
They sleep during the day, fam. So
anyway. So when's an album coming, dog?
I'm dropping an EP titled Fantasy Land this year.
Nice.
Probably is gonna drop in like August. I'm just finessing it. I wanna give you guys visuals, everything. Like,
nice,
must
nice,
just
preach,
must feel like a good drug, you know.
Yeah,
music
nice,
is
I
a
like
drug.
That.
Does
so
anyone
like,
release
like
albums
that
these days?
I feel like everyone's like, nah, I got a project, I got an EP,
I got a project, you know,
I gotta make
sense. It's more than just music these days.
Yes.
Nah, and I dig
it. It's the whole thing, like you said, it's the visuals, you gotta get the music videos out.
The whole story.
You know?
Yeah.
We need to use the internet to advantage.
True. True, yeah, say, especially in this day and age.
And now what you need to do is use this beat to your advantage.
Okay.
And you need to go,
Right, let me go.
That, that was hella smooth. Come on now. Come on now. All right, go for it.
Yeah.
Son.
Yeah. Yeah. I just took a look over my shoulder. 22, I'm only getting older. I do not have time for all the fakes. At this age, I swear they can't relate. They can't do like me, nah, nah. My team TNT, yeah, yeah. I'm the MVP, I'm Galaxy. They can't beat me, mama. They can't do like me, nah, nah. My team TNT, yeah, yeah. I'm the MVP, I'm Galaxy. They can't beat me, mama. Can't beat me, mama. MVP, mama. They not fucking with the boy. They just bringing drama. 22 today, yeah. What more can I say? If you ain't been with me, then please get out of my way, eh. I got your favorite rapper calling me, ooh, all the cool kids disregarding me, ayy. 2018, my apologies, fuck up the game and show I'm a priority, yeah. Sin City, where the devil stay, Kenji be dropping that aura and anime. My girl a goddess, there ain't no debating, you wish you were me and that's something I had to say. Switching the safe, God dropped the blessings and told a nigga what he be, ayy. I cannot stop, foot to the pedal and very, very soon you see, ayy. I deserve cake, fuck off the great, there's only one nigga like me, ayy. I ain't feeling pressure, I'm way too focused, my flows are flowing in the sea. I just took a look over my shoulder. 22, I'm only getting older. Ay, ay, I do not have time for all the fakes. At this age, I swear they can't relate. They can't do like me, nah, nah. My team TNT, yeah, yeah. I'm the MVP, I'm Galaxy. They can't beat me, mama. They can't do like me, nah, nah. My team TNT, yeah, yeah. I'm the MVP, I'm Galaxy. They can't beat me, mama. I said, I got your favorite rapper calling me, oh. All the cool kids disregarding me, ay. 2018, my apologies. Fuck up the game and show I'm a priority, ay. Sin City, where the devil stay. Kenji be dropping that aura and anime. My girl a goddess, there ain't no debating. You wish you were me and that's something I had to say.
Whoa.
Even hit the switch up on the boy and he stayed.
Yeah, sorry, dog.
No sweat.
Do you know what happened? The song ended. Literally cut off and then I had the bad music next. All of a sudden, I hear punk.
You know what happened? We have Kanisa as a producer. That's what happened.
Anyway. First of all, do you know these guys are hating, but they know for the fact that I am the best one in
this. Nah, I'm with you, bro.
These guys are always be fucking it up. I do the damn thing. Anyways, we out of time. We out of... No! I ain't gonna take that back because it's true. Anyways, player, first of all, that was incredible.
That was thanks.
You
thanks,
killed it. The energy in this booth. Oh, Lord.
So that much. Was, just was, the whole day.
I'm actually so touched we only have an hour because there's so much shit I actually wanted to talk about.
No, we are the kind of show that fucking needs like the like a 2 hour segment.
Now you guys can cool me up again, you know?
We will. Like,
I'm available for you niggas. You guys nice. You're nice, you know?
Dog, we appreciate you. Tell the people where they can find you on Instagram.
Just follow me on Instagram, all social platforms. At Spunky Galaxy, SoundCloud, you know, my music's on Apple Music, Spotify, everywhere. Just go check me out.
All right, players. And you can also find him at our website, The Millennial Gen, because he will be there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So just spell that out for the listeners that can't spell.
The Millennial Gen.
www. Dot
just go for it today.
T H E M I L L E N N I L GEN.com.
I struggled with that one too. That was kind of like, okay.
Anyways, shout out to our incredible producer, Palesa.
Shout out to Palesa.
She's giving me looks. She's giving me looks that we must shut shit down. So we gotta go home.
But before we do that, let's tell the listeners what we got ready for them next week. Next week, we're gonna be teaching you guys, you musicians, how to like market your work and like market yourself better on social media. So tune in for that one.
Yeah, I gotta tune in.
Definitely.
Tell your friends, you know, we're gonna do seminars and that shit, man.
Okay, shut up, nigga. Anyways, y'all, we out. From us, the Millennial Gen team. Shout out, thank you, Spunky Galaxy. Shout out, Tando. Shout out, love, man.
Shout out, everybody.
Just shout out, love. CliffCentral.com.